When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, quick topper here. During the course of this show that we recorded a couple of days ago, we mentioned the Peterson event a few times. It has been canceled by the Peterson, as you guys can probably figure out why. Things are getting canceled left and right. We're going to reschedule, and hopefully it's in July. We're working on it, so for those of you who are planning on coming out, thank you. Unfortunately, we're not going to do it on the 21st, but we will reschedule, and we'll come together. It'll be better than ever. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Well, action-packed show planned for you guys today. We get into the new Ford Bronco out there as well. I tell you about my fantasies involving a Jeep. First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you probably do one or the other. How about you bundle those policies with Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Why don't you just go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could be saving at Geico. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com. That's geico.com. Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a Trish. We got on a mandate. Get on and welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That's the moderator, Matt DeAndrea, over there.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and sharing it with a friend. We got our event coming up at the Peterson on Saturday, the 21st.
Yep.
That's coming together. Bruce Meyer just wrote me back, said he's going to be there, so I'm curious what he's going to bring. Leno, I'm out to as well, and we'll see what other notables show up and what they bring.
I think Bruce brought his hot rod last year.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That sounds about Bruce.
It's like a high boy.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I think he brought his hot rod.
Let's see. So we're working on getting ready for this Trans Am race. We're working on getting my speaker system radio in my helmet. Working on getting the helmet painted. I hate a generic helmet.
Yeah.
But I don't like too busy.
Okay.
I don't want my kids airbrushed on the side of it or any of that. I like a simple design, but I don't like black or white. I like a simple design.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have, well, I guess we should look at what the racing suits and the car are going to look like. And then, although you don't want like the sponsors on there because, you know, the helmet you keep, you use for other stuff.
Yeah. I thought about it. And I thought, I think you just go a basic Paul Newman kind of red, white, and blue, mm-hmm. and you put your initials on the side, and you do a sort of a Newman-esque look. I mean, if you're going to have Newman cars and you're going to drive Newman cars, you might as well just go with a Newman look.
Yeah.
Or theme on the helmet. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So not PLN? Is it... ALC?
I don't have a middle name.
Do you go with the L? Do you go with the Lakers?
Well, that's a good point. PLN, ALC.
ALC.
Yeah. Probably just AC.
Yeah, probably just AC. I think the L would confuse people. Who's that?
I got... So we're working on the race. You guys, if you want to go out, see... I think there's a vintage Trans Am event that
there will
week.
Be, and there are tickets. Well, I'll post them up on social media as well. But there's a link to tickets that you can buy for the Trans Am race that whole weekend, the vintage racing and stuff as well. So at Laguna Seca, the beginning of May 1 through 30.
Yeah,
yeah. So come out to the event and say hi and watch the racing. And yeah, so I was talking to one of the guys and kind of getting a little bit more details on the cars and, you know, crazy horsepower, and it runs the Camaro body, which was better aero than the Corvette body that you ran a while ago. It's going to be the sequential transmission with the stick that you used before, sort of the bump stick. And what I didn't know is they can adjust the tension on that. And I think it's the default, I forgot what he said, either 13 pounds or 18 pounds. And that's probably what you drove before. But if you like it really light, they can bring that back. Or if you like it heavier, they can add some to it. And I said, well, run the default for now because it seemed fine. Mm-hmm. And I said, if anything, probably not really light because you don't want a double bump. And a lot of your vintage cars, they could be a little notchy. So sometimes, you know, your default mode is maybe to be a little bit more aggressive with the shifter. So don't make it drive like a brand new, you know, like BMW M4 with a manual trip. You could shift it with one finger, you know. Yeah. But they can adjust all this stuff. And I keep thinking, like, hey, on these modern day race cars, there's so much stuff you can do with them compared to the vintage cars where you can barely move the seat.
Yeah, true and true. And speaking of shifting, we have our Pepsi video, which I'm just over the moon about. I don't know why I'm giddy about it. The reason what I've kind of learned is when you engage in some sport or some hobby, like for me, boxing, for instance, I made a boxing movie. I've also in the past done some boxing and had somebody film it. And I said, you know, whack it up, make it look exciting, and give me 30 seconds of good exciting action, you know. Yeah. And my feeling in life is that should be enough marching orders for you. Or driving, same thing. Like I go, you know.
Also because there's some reference. Everybody has seen something on TV in a movie of somebody boxing or driving.
Right. And I go, so make it look fast and make it look exciting. And then they cut something together and they show me what they have. And I go, well, that's during a warm-up lap. Or that's a picture of me sitting in the corner of the ring. Yeah. Show the action. And people just go, I tried to do my... They never do, though. I don't know what it is. And then at some point they go, we don't have tape or whatever. And I go, okay, just show me the tape. Show me the tape. And then there's this big action-y. There's the beginning of the car. The weirdest thing about all the car videos is they can't get the beginning of the race right. It's like, come around the corner, green flag drops, everyone goes... My POV as everyone takes off, then cut to the outside of the car for a second as all the cars go by, and then back to the POV. It's super easy.
Yeah.
I don't know what Max Pat, what do you think people are missing in that equation? they show pictures of me pulling out onto the track from the pit lane.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, that's not during the race. And then when they show you on the tracks, like, oh, here's a shot of you going alone. Without shifting and no other cars around. And it's weird. It's like the marching orders just pick out exciting stuff and just kind of cobble it together.
Are they trying to set up the... I don't know why.
Nobody...
But why are you trying to set up the tone?
Is it... What is that that people don't have? And then people go, I don't know anything about racing. I know, but it's movement. It's just movement and noise. It's movement. It's shifting. It's noise. It's movement. What Max Bat, any thoughts?
I just agree with you. I can't tell you why. I mean, I've done it with that. I remember there's a video a while back where I had it on the green flag a little too long, and I was when I'm editing, I'm worried a little too much about the technicality of it that I sometimes forget to just step back and watch it as a whole. Rather, I'm watching it in little clips that I'm just slugging together. But I mean, I couldn't tell you.
So I'm always like, I'm not going to tell you time breaks and dates and whatever. Just grab the fast stuff, grab the exciting stuff, and just slug that in there. So now this, we didn't know what we had working against us in this particular instance. So Haley shot me over there with the Pepsi with the Pepsi Oldsmobile.
Okay, so Haley's the social media.
Yeah.
Right.
So and, Pepsi, part of our deal with them is we're going to make some commercials for them. We did one from in the studio. Their tagline is, "That's what I like." So I pitched them, hey, Adam has a car with a Pepsi logo on it. What's better than that? So they are so excited about this. We're going to say, okay, Pepsi, that's what I like. Adam loves driving this car.
So,
okay, cause so Nate sent me an email with no real context, and he said, do we have any footage of Adam driving the Pepsi car? And I didn't remember if we did, but before we did the body was the Camaro body, and yes. I did find some photos. I said, oh, well, we raced Fontana with the Camaro body in, I forgot when, like July of 17 or something like that. And I said, but I didn't have the Pepsi logo. So I hit him back with a no.
So
we don't have footage.
I had, and it was probably earlier than that, and it was 150 degrees.
Yeah.
And I do. That car, I actually, at Fontana, is the only time I drove it, I think. I put it on the pole there, and then they did the early race call. And that was when I implemented my no beers before the end of the day decree. Because, like, Rob was, like, drinking beers, and at some point, They said, like, we're going to grid up at 1, and then at, like, 12:30, they're like, we're going now.
Yeah.
And everyone went out there, and I was on the pole, but I wasn't out there
because
we're all sitting around, and Rob's drinking beers, and we're just sort of hanging out. And the next thing you know, I jumped into my car and got out as fast as I could, but by the time I got out, I was, like, last.
Yeah, the cars were already running out there.
Right.
You didn't even stop and line up. They said, just keep going. You're going right on the track.
Right. So when Haley shot me in the Pepsi car, she said, oh, I've seen footage of you driving this car, like, online or something. And I said, oh, okay. Oh, you got the Fontana footage, I said, because that's the only place I've driven it. And she said, I don't know, Fontana probably doesn't mean anything to her. And she said, yeah, or I can get it, or I got it. And then I paused, and I went, just the good stuff. Just the high revving stuff. Make sure that engine's revving.
Yeah.
You're only going to use 5 seconds. Make sure it's revving. We'll show you the one I got involved in, and I'll show you what that
– okay.
We'll play with that one looks like. You can go to, what, CarCast Show and
– CarCastShow.com.
Look it up. Sorry. This is when I got involved with it.
People think I'm crazy because I drive my super expensive vintage race cars in vintage races that involve a lot of other cars and concrete barriers. But hey, man, you gotta live.
Cars, concrete barriers, action. The oval.
Passing other cars.
Passing other cars.
That's what I like.
All right. Not too shabby.
Right.
But that's not the one that was online when I woke up the other day and hit it. The one that was online was this one.
Okay, what do we got?
Hey, man, you got a lid.
No other car.
Where's the car?
No concrete barriers. Can't get into second gear.
Driving the
car. That's what I like.
Brake squeaking. It sounds like my dad rented the track out for me, and then I don't know how to drive the car.
That's what I like. Right when you hear the gears going.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's not what I was looking for.
Right.
But that's what we got.
Okay. Option A and option B.
I would say my version of that is 1,000% better. And boy, does it illustrate what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then this one, not so much, because I said bunch of cars and concrete barriers, and that's just me alone on the track, not finding second gear, because we had a gear shift problem in that car.
There was a problem with that car.
All right, so it got confusing because I have two Oldsmobiles.
Right. Well, that part I knew was going to happen, but because it always does.
And one was labeled Camaro instead of Oldsmobile. I would still argue that missing gears is missing shit, but just go forward. There's still footage from that track when I was on a straightaway going second, third, fourth. Probably could have used that. I don't know.
You found the footage. It wasn't like you unearthed this lost footage that she never saw or could have found, right?
Well, it was missed. No, she was sent this from Chris. not this. I hope not this particular.
No,
bit,
no.
The whole race. She was sent the whole race.
The whole thing, right. Yeah. And I'm sure all the footage is there.
Does it have that race? See, what it was is that I went out, I tested in the car, we practiced in the car, and it wouldn't shift. And that was the problem. But still be fun to find that straightaway. At some point, I did go down the straightaway in that car, right?
Yeah, but that was a qualifying lap. And to be honest, I only picked it because I wanted the hero shot of the thing going into Adam to show him in the car because it's focused on him. So that's why I sent it. It was like, okay, here's Adam in his Oldsmobile. That I'd rather have that shot rather than the camera showing the front where he's racing. It just shows him in the car racing. You didn't really need to see what was going on. And it would be B-roll. I thought there'd be VO over it. But I mean, look, I really don't know what to say.
Some confusion of what was being put together. It sounds like as well.
Couldn't you cheat back to me?
We could, yeah. But now we found out they're two different cars. That's the Peerless Oldsmobile. And if you hear at the beginning, it's starting up. That's actually part of the video too. Is Adam starting it up in the pits, and we kept that sound in there.
But couldn't you still cheat the shot back to me, even if it's two different cars, or is the fire suit different?
No, we could do it. Yeah, we could have done it, but it's just when I first initially sent it, I'm like, just switch out all the footage now and send it back to me. And then when I showed it to you, you're like, that's great. I'm like, okay, we're just going to keep this.
And yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, you said I like the other one because it showed you back
you're saying,
driving the car. I'm saying you still could have done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we could. When I initially sent it, because she's like, is there any footage of him driving? And I said, here.
Right, but my question is still, is there footage of me going down the straightaway in that car? And not grinding gears.
Let me check.
Okay. I figure there's got to be me at some point going from second to third to fourth and not trying to get it into...
Like next time, just do the intro with you sitting on the hood of the car saying you drive the Pepsi car, then cut to Cole Trickle in Days of Thunder.
Oh, that's right.
And, with his funky bubble goggles. And then just cut back to you going, see, I'm good. See how fast I'm going? Look fantastic. That was a little while ago. I looked a little like Tom Cruise back then, but it's fine.
Yeah. Or maybe just me riding the Harley through the plume of smoke out onto the track.
The track. Yeah.
I like when there's a big plume. There's a big ice bucket full of smoke at the end of the track, and I just come through it on my hog.
You know, if you're afraid of maybe being sued with the Tom Cruise footage, just use the Cary Elwes footage. What was he? Chip Wheeler? Something Wheeler. Something Wheeler, right? Like, they had to give him like a car name, like a car part name.
Yeah. Like, Rusty Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I love all. You're right. The names. I think the names on all those guys are like 80s race movies or any Tom Cruise, any Top Gear or Days of Thunder. I think the names are the best.
It is. It's funny when it's a Pixar Cars movie, but when it's like a real live action movie and they're named, Wheeler or something like that, named after car parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. So what do you got new in the car world?
Good stuff. We were talking about earlier this week, we were talking about, the coronavirus thing going on and what it's doing to the industry and how New York Auto Show, not canceled, but postponed, moved from April to the end of August, beginning of September.
I knew the Geneva one got canceled.
That one was canceled, and now everybody's trying to postpone things. But we talked about, I think you and I even mentioned last week, how Formula One was talking about canceling like the first four or five races because they didn't know what to do. But at this point, they're saying, well, we've got television contracts and commitments, and we've got racing commitments. So now they're saying, we want to do the races, but without people.
Mm.
So they're gonna run a race, just no spectators, and just I guess if it's televised, it seems the same to us.
Yeah.
So the conversation with Goldberg earlier this week is the difference between trying to pull off that with Formula One versus say a WWE event, which is wildly different, and you rely on the people.
Yeah, I think a WWE you couldn't do without people.
It would be
I think a basketball game you kind of could do, but that's in the middle, and then F1 or any form of racing you could do.
You could do it. You could do it.
Well,
you could do
first the televised off, version. There's plenty of racing events, you know, the Craftsman Truck Series from Talladega, and it's like you look in the stands, there's nobody there, and they're still racing.
Yeah. I guess, you know, you can do it for sure with racing more than you could with some of the events that rely on spectator interaction. You need the crowd cheering. You need the whole thing. And I don't know. We got into it a little bit, and he was saying, look, if it was a temporary thing and it had to be done, and they just filmed, you know, and, you know, kind of in a studio, and they did their event, and then, you know, the crowd's kind of dark and kind of blacked out, but there is really no crowd, and then you got to dub in some cheering and stuff, and then I guess it's possible, but you don't do it for WrestleMania, which, by the way, comes up in April, beginning of April.
Are they thinking about canceling that?
I don't know, but right now it's still on track. But I don't know, just sort of the difference between a motorsports event and an event like that. But it sounds like F1's going to be moving forward with the race. I guess if you're Lewis Hamilton, you don't really care about the crowd when you're in the car, right? There's a lot going on. You're
not only that, they got focused. That bar down the middle now. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
we have straightaway footage.
Look, that was a good cut, too. Probably. Cut to the inside, hit the shift, cut
Thank
to the
you.
Next one. Yeah, that was a good one. Could have just used that.
Yeah, Matt.
Well, I never know what to say to people other than make sure you get the good stuff. But I don't, I guess, what? I don't know what that is. I don't know. But by the way, it's everybody. So I don't, it's like, I feel the same way about that as I do about people who don't rinse coffee mugs. And one part of me is like, what the fuck? The other part is that's everybody. So good luck for me, because I can't really blame everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what are we going to do? Fucking make an island, and me and Kevin Hench are just going to live on it together? Yeah. Like, if everyone has decided we don't rinse coffee mugs with a quarter inch of coffee at the bottom. That's a universal appeal. Everyone has decided that we leave chip bags wide open on the counter. Everyone's decided we leave the flip cap up on the mayonnaise, and everyone's decided that we can't find good footage from things where you hear engines revving and speed going by and stuff. They can't do it. I what is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
There must
Apparently
be something
was in there.
Super superior about me where I can flip the cap down on a mustard squeeze thing, or I can rinse a mug, or I can hear engines better, louder, some that seem much faster, much better, and much everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the edits were actually already done.
Yeah.
You already did them.
I did them, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, everybody. But anyway, I'm superhuman because
when it comes to condiments, for sure.
When I'm done eating corn chips, I have this ability to flip the bag closed on itself before I walk away. That must
that
make
possible.
Me some kind of. Look, I don't like to talk about myself, but evidently I'm working on another level.
We got
to
take that skill on the road.
I'm operating at some level that
other
people
are
operating
at. Instructional
YouTube
video. How to close a bag of chips.
Let me tell you how fantastic I am. I don't even need a potato chip clip.
Oh.
I just turn it over on itself.
Yes.
Everyone else just fluffs up the opening and then walks away.
So you fold it and then just lay the bag down
on top of itself.
And the weight of the chip keeps it closed.
It's a gift from God. I don't really think I can explain it to you regular people.
My grandfather didn't like the twist ties on bread. So he would imagine the loaf of bread and you stand it up kind of tall. He would take the bread out, twist the bag a few times, and then fold it over itself. It always works.
Wow.
As the bread goes down.
He may have been a pioneer genius.
Yeah.
I'm just a genius.
This is like what you did, I don't know, when you wrote a horse or something. You didn't have twist ties, and you, but you had a loaf of bread in a wagon somewhere.
The point is that I have magical gifts and powers that nobody else possesses.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. I can physically listen to the sound of the engine revving and getting louder and graph that on or use that as an indication of speed and whatnot. So it's amazing. It's amazing what I can do.
Don't even need to see the tack.
Yeah.
Just do based on sound.
By the way, you think editing for this car shit is something. Try editing for comedy.
That's the hardest thing to edit.
When I did the Man Show, my only recollection of the Man Show was just sitting in edit bays eating lunch behind some guy for days, just editing Adam's Mr. Hardware Store. He goes to the hardware store. Like, you should see their first cuts of that hardware store. You just have to sit in the edit bay. I mean, that's why when people go like, I've never worked with an editor that was funny or who could do it. You couldn't do it. You didn't realize I would have to go every single bit we did. I would just go, me and Jimmy would be in an office in the main building. And I'd just go, I'm going down to the edit bay. And I'd just be there the entire day. I'd just be sitting there.
I never thought about that. Do shows and, I don't know, different events and sports programs hire editors based on their expertise? Does somebody say, hey, I'm an editor?
Oh my God.
For TV or film, maybe that's the expertise. But nobody says, I'm an editor for sports or for reality shows or for comedy.
When we would do, first off, the entire movie, The Hammer, the entire movie, I sat 4 feet behind us in that edit bay, and I just edited. The editors are, they're all horrible. They're horrible. They don't know what to do. I mean, they're actually good with our car docs because they've got the story and the whatever, but comedy, no goddamn way. It's crazy how much you have to sit there, like when to come in, when to come back, everything.
Yeah.
By the way, the piece will be as funny as the editor is, and editors aren't funny. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You can do like a scripted Man Show deodorant bit or something like that, and they can assemble it pretty loosely because there's a script. You go do Man on the Street, like Ask Mr. Hardware or whatever, you have to sit in there and do the entire thing. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But why should it work any differently? The car thing, I think you could figure out. That I think we could figure out.
Yeah.
All right. I was talking about new Bronco updates. What?
Yeah, so the new Bronco, the pictures are going to be released, I think, officially at the end of the month, but the leaked photos are coming out, and we have a body-on-frame Bronco, full-size Bronco, and it'll probably be from what we heard, is both a two-door and a four-door configuration, hard top, soft tops, really compete with Jeep.
A body-on-frame, yeah, right?
And then a Bronco Sport, which will be a baby Bronco, which is unibody, smaller SUV.
Yeah.
But, you know, some design characteristics that are shared between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of thinking, this photo that we're looking at here, this blue and black, this is the baby Bronco, right? So this is the unibody version. And then you'll find some photos of a white one, I think, which is the frame version. And of course, all the hype, all the talk is around the full frame version, right? Because can you do what a Jeep Wrangler does? Can you accessorize it? Can you personalize it? Can you do all this camping gear and tow and all this crazy stuff for it? But I'm wondering, what do you think would sell more? Do you think everybody goes with the full size Bronco because that's what the media is going to like and the SEMA show is going to be full of those? Whereas the reality, people are just going to be a little nostalgic to the name and just go buy the baby Bronco because it has a little bit of a neat look and it's the everyday city dweller SUV, you know?
I feel like we're going to go toward the bigger one because, A, we want to customize. Everyone wants to breathe on everything now. And we do like bigger in the truck world. And Jeep, I guess, is killing it with their new truck, but I think what people people really like that. I got the one with the doors off and the fender flares I got a jack on the hood. I got my long jack on the hood because I got my suspension lift or my body lift. I don't get any of those assholes, but so be it. I get it. I mean, I'm better that than not into anything. But I do not get those. I don't get those people at all.
Well,
I have no idea. You'd have to pay me to drive a Jeep. I don't get it. I like what they're doing in the commercials. You know, I like when the hot chicks are going surfing and they're just pulling right out onto the sand and everything. Good luck in California trying to do any of that stuff that goes on in a Jeep commercial.
They won't let you do any of that. But, you know, if you were, I don't know, camping on the weekends or doing something like that, I can see that sort of as a tool, as a functional vehicle.
You know what? I have to admit this. I'm sorry. I'm secretly jealous. I'm jealous. My family, my current family, my old family, everyone in the world, we would never do any of the Jeep stuff. Now, here's what I feel like. I feel like a moldable, impressionable youth.
Mm-hmm.
And if like somebody pulled up my driveway in the loaded Jeep and went, "We're going camping," and the kids came running out with sleeping bags, then I'd go, "Okay, I guess we're going camping."
Yeah.
But in order for me to go camping with my family, I would have to get ether and duct tape, and I'd have to hire some help, and we'd have to literally abduct my family to go camping, and then they'd be complaining, or driving at Pismo Beach, or they would never do that. My mom would never do that. My dad would do that. Lynette would never do that. No one would ever do that. So I think I see those commercials, and I go, I could be doing that, but I can't. Unless I just want to...
You're just going to go alone.
I'm just going to buy a lap dog and we're going to go camping.
Yeah.
Even Phil wouldn't go. He's too heavy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to buy a lap dog and we're going to Pismo Beach.
Yeah.
And I'll sit alone by the fire and I'll drink Coronas alone by the fire. And I'll go over the sand dunes alone with my lap dog.
Yeah.
I think I'll name the lap dog Sushi. And then I'd just come home alone with Sushi.
Yeah.
And then when I'd walk in the house, everyone would just be watching TV.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't know I was gone.
That's not the worst idea in the world.
All right. We'll see about getting a camping dog, a miniature camping dog. Let's get some Coronas. Let's load up the Jeep, and I'll just head out alone. Yeah. But all the commercials, they got the super hot chicks next to them.
It's like a kind of a family unit. It's kind of like watching a Home Depot commercial.
The kids are excited when they get to the beach. They go running out, you know, with the boogie boards and stuff. I wonder if I can rent them. I'm going to look into this.
There's a thing for everything these days. There's probably an app for that. Send a family.
You can rent. I think you can rent mourners at a funeral.
Can you really? That'd be good.
Let's see if I can rent an enthusiastic family wants to go to Pismo Beach with me.
Yeah, you can rent midgets for a party.
I love that shot when they finally pull up at the beach and the hot wife jumps out and she's pumped and the good-looking kids jump out and they're pumped and everyone's going to the beach.
They're making s'mores at night.
Yeah.
S'mores.
Mm.
I'm seeing that in Japan there's an industry for that.
Really?
Yeah.
You can, well, maybe
you can
we
rent human affection expressed through the form of a family.
Maybe we do a thing where I get the Jeep and then we do more of my family activities. Like, come on, kids, we're going to meet the Grubhub guy at the corner. You know what I mean? And then we hustle out to the corner in the Jeep. Then we all jump out. And we find the Armenian guy in the Chevette. We get the Chick-fil-A from him, and then go back up to the house.
Yeah,
something like that. That sounds exciting.
Well, you just need more property so you can make it more of a trek.
You're right.
You know, maybe some whoop-de-doos, maybe some rock climbing on the way down the driveway.
Yeah, whoop-de-doos. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, let me hit Geico here myself.
Yeah.
Time for a great segment sponsored by our friends at Geico. Let's take a drive with Geico. Spring's coming up, getting right into the perfect weather for taking a drive with scenic views. Geico makes it incredibly easy to insure and have a stress-free drive knowing that you've got great car insurance. I was just on the road last weekend. We took a nice... Now, it's funny because you say scenic drive, but to me, I like an interesting drive. I like a drive I haven't done before. You know, you could live in the Swiss Alps, or you could live in, I don't know, the Amalfi Coast. But if you just commuted through that every day, you wouldn't be that interested in it.
That gorgeous ocean again, seen it.
You're burnt out on it. You're on the phone yelling, yelling at your attorney or ex-wife or whoever, right?
Yeah, could be the same person.
Yeah, but I just drove, and we, Max Pat as well, we just drove from Cleveland to Indy, which sounds like nothing, and it wasn't. I mean, there isn't anything between, but it was like snowy. Yeah. And it was just going through this weird tunnel of snow on each side and gray. And just, I just come from Los Angeles where it was 80 degrees outside. Yeah. So I was kind of digging it.
Yeah, it was like a lot of people who lived out there were like, oh yeah, this is mundane. We see this all the time. But to Adam and myself and Alex, it was new. So it was, we couldn't stop staring.
I spoke to you on the phone. You're like, oh, it's cold. And it's, you know, you were walking in round two and out for your drive. You're like, it's a little cold, a little sunny or a little snowy. And I'm like, I'm out for a run right now.
Yeah.
Like that's the difference. By the way, in your Jeep, you guys are rolling around.
a funny thing, we also drove through a similar trip when we went from Milwaukee to Chicago. And we saw these trucks are just dumping out all the salt onto the road. And August looks at Adam and goes, they dump the salt because it melts the ice. And then Adam responds, oh, it's not for flavor?
Mike says some of the most insane things to me.
Also for flavor, sure.
Mike, I tell you, I have conversations with that guy where it's like he thinks I'm like a traffic cone or something. I have to have conversations with people all the time where I go, I understand everything, you know.
Yeah.
And if I didn't know it, like I don't come from a snowy climate, but you know how many times I've heard I don't take my car out during the winter months because the salt eats up the right
because of the salt.
All right.
It was great.
We
do a lot of great conversations on our road trip.
It's one of my favorite ways. And I know everyone can fly in a Southwest flight for, you know, $129, but I don't know if you can take a road trip, do a road trip. I remember making drives from like Spokane to Seattle and stuff like that. I remember, you know, Cleveland to Indy or we were Milwaukee to Chicago. Like those are the parts I don't even remember the shows that much. I remember the drives where we had the Schnitzelgruben. All right. So be sure to go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could be saving. It's easy at Geico. It's Geico easy at geico.com. All right. Let's see. So Peterson Automotive Museum and what, about a week from now?
Yeah, a week from now, March 21st, you're bringing out a couple cars. We talked about the different Drummer 510, maybe the BRE Roadster. That's a cool car to bring as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring some stuff. I'm going to bring my truck and the M3. I'm going to bring the Lightning and the M3.
La-dee-da.
And
that truck draws quite a crowd.
You'd be surprised. Everyone's bringing it. Everyone wants to see the Lightning.
I've never seen a bench seat in person. Have you?
Are you kidding me? I've got buckets, baby.
What is that, a Windsor or Cleveland?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're showing the engine. But
get that car away from my BRE car.
Oh, we're putting it in the middle.
No, keep it away.
In between the 510 and the Roadster, we're going to park the truck.
I don't want photographs of my car next to that truck.
There's no way we're separating the two.
Oh,
it's going to be fantastic. And I heard that our friend may be bringing one of the cool Ferraris that he built for SEMA.
The gray one.
Yeah.
Love it.
Maybe bring that. Maybe Bruce Meyer will bring something kind of fun. And but everything. We're going to have some awards. We got some gift cards from Jags. $250 for each winner.
It's going to be a good event, so come on out and say hi. And I'm going to St. Louis and Helium, by the way, April 11th, 10th and 11th. And just go to adamcarolla.com for all the stuff you need. And go to Chassis, Chassy, for all the movies. And grab a Blu-ray. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla. For Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea saying, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCastShow. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com.
And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
Geico, do you own, do you rent? You probably do one or the other. How about you bundle your insurance at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could be saving on your homeowners insurance and your renters insurance when you bundle them together at Geico. That is geico.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.